The commission's list of threats to New Hampshire's water quality is long. Too much pavement, aging dams and public water infrastructure, increased rainfall from climate change, and so on. The report estimates that over the next 10 years, the state will need to invest $2.9 billion just to confront the infrastructure side of these issues.
At the end of the day, if this strategy is going to work, it has to make its way across 25 legislative sessions and 12 and a half governors, if you want to think about it that way.
The commission's chair, John Gilbert, says in writing the report, they found that the public wants to protect water quality, but is often unsure of how to do it. He says the commission's next step is to take the report to the towns, where the decisions affecting water quality, like zoning and development, are made. For NHPR News, I'm Sam Evans-Brown.